Le'ili nishmas Rav Kleina Miskamen ben Rabbeinu Eli Melech. Sanhedrin Perk Ches Mishnah Aleph. Ben Soirer Umayra. Me'ema Sainasa Ben Soirer Umayra. I'm not sure why the Mishnah starts off by just saying the words Ben Soirer Umayra, but when does somebody become a Ben Soirer Umayra? Mishiyavi Shtei Cyrus. When he grows two pubic hairs. V'yad Shiyakiv Zakun. Until that whole area is filled with hair. Hatachton V'loa Elyon. That which we say Zakun, the beard, it's the lower beard, not the beard on the face. And like the Farsol explains, that the girsa that Rebbe had in his Mishnayis was Va'ad Shiyakiv Zakun. That's what they always had. And Rabbeinu HaKadosh is just explaining the Zakun that was familiar when they would learn the Mishnayis, when they would teach the Mishnayis, that Zakun is a Zakun Atachton. Now the Rav says that we're dealing, though, not with a katan, but a gadol. A katan, somebody that's less than 13 years old, and one day, meaning a little part of that next day, somebody that's less than that, even if he does have two sirus, those hairs are just like a growth. They don't really indicate that he has matured into a gadol. But once he's 13 years old, then the two hairs symbolize that he's a gadol. You obviously can't kill a katan or punish a katan. So we're dealing with two hairs and 13 years old in one day. And why did the Chacham use a lashon of zakon? Elisha dibru Chacham b'lashon akiyah. They spoke in a clean language. So why is it that a ben sarah meira is when he's two sirus until he's a full adult? Why is it that age? Shenemar kiyele ish bein. When a person has a son, bein v'loy ba. So first of all, it's a male and not a female. It's not a daughter. Bein v'lo ish. It's a bein and not a fully matured man. A katan pater shlo b'lechlal mitzvahs. And we know that a katan is pater because he's not b'chlal mitzvahs. And therefore, you can't make him before he's 13 years and one day and two sirus. So it's that specific time period that the child has a potential to be a ben sarer umayra.